All right, this week at the end of the podcast, we have a really fun interview with Laurie Fortier. Why is it fun? Who is she? Well, she plays Agatha on The Walking Dead, and she's part of that new crew that Maggie showed up with that is like mystery people. She may or may not have a spoiler that slipped out. We'll tell you all about that after the closing jingle of this week's podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Woo! Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Mm-hmm. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes goals are just perfect.
Kicking off the podcast
perfect.
Sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. And they even have a little three-leaf clover. What do you call those? What are the three-leaf
shamrock?
Clover? They have a shamrock in their logo because they're Irish. That's what the O and the apostrophe Riley means. So go and check them out. They have the best auto parts on the planet.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
What did I say that is? That sounds like Tweety's grandmother. Or whatever.
Oh. Yes.
Little old lady.
Yes. So this week's podcast, well, there's so much to talk about. We could talk about Afghanistan. We could talk about COVID. We could talk about politics. Or we could talk about this whole thing that they're trying to fix the machines that make the ice cream at McDonald's, dude. This is the big news.
I told Bubba today, I think if I were Wendy's, I would have long ago run an ad that said something like, the Frosty Machine is always working.
Yeah, right.
It's true. It's
been brilliant.
It's true.
Well,
Burger King has never let me down on a cone.
They have cones at Burger King?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't eat ice
cream. I don't eat fast food.
You.
You're fancy.
No, I don't, but I didn't know that they had. I knew they had it at McDonald's.
I used to have a Burger King right around the corner from my house, and I'd go home for lunch every day to walk my dogs, and I'd go back to work, and I'd stop at that Burger King. Get my Diet Coke and an ice cream cone. They knew me when I pulled up.
So, okay, do you think there's different mixtures for – you brought the Diet Coke up. Do you think there's different mixtures? Like, because one thing I will give McDonald's, out of all the fast food places, their Cokes taste better. Do they have a different –
Yeah, isn't there a reason? I thought there was a kind of a well-known
reason. Do they have,
like, a reason?
Special thing that lets them get a different
they
mixture?
They said it was a couple of things. That number one, that they get their syrup – directly sent to them from Coca-Cola. And I mean,
nobody
I'm sure the
does?
Other ones, I would assume the other ones do, but they might come through a vendor. But because they have so much turnover and that they are such giants that they're dealing directly with them and they go through so quickly that it doesn't have a time to really even sit on a shelf. Additionally,
right.
There's something they do with the water filtration.
The water's usually better. That's
yeah.
why McDonald's ice is better
yeah.
because it's filtered water. But a lot of fast food places have good ice.
They do.
This sounds
yeah.
very dubious to
Here's
me.
Here's the thing, though.
I mean,
I've never heard, oh, the Cokes at Wendy's or Burger King aren't good. And then Chick-fil-A, they're
no,
great.
Because they are great.
Because they're great. But that the thing about it is they're usually better than, you know where they're not great? Sometimes at a little restaurant, you know.
The mom and pop places cannot get
and because
mixture
they
right.
don't go through it as fast, so it might
yep.
be old.
Yep.
They don't have their machines maintained as well, so they might not work as well. Okay, they probably don't filter their water, so you're mixing it with
regular
tap water yeah. with the carbonation and all that.
So, real quick, why though can't they figure it out? Like there needs to be like there should be a slow turnover mix. Like you know what I mean? Like
I wonder though with the mom and pops know. That you think like somebody's diner, right?
Yeah.
That, you're not going to the diner because they have Diet Coke. You're going to the diner right. because you like their omelets or their patty melts or something. Whereas you might make the difference between a McDonald's and a Sonic. Like, well, no, I know that I'm going to get real good Coke at McD's, and the Sonic occasionally tastes like the tater tot grease.
It does?
Yeah, occasionally you get like the flavor kind of seeps in. I'm
know.
Not mad
like
about
are
it.
Are you trying to
ice.
Say that somebody
Sonic
might have put a
so
lid down
good.
On it? Sonic,
Sonic ice,
ice
is great.
It's the best.
It's just, and I think it's just occasionally I get that aftertaste.
This is where I have
bad.
To be my normal self and say, no, man, that Chick-fil-A ice, though.
That is good.
It rivals
yeah.
the
that
Sonic
is good.
Ice. It's good.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A ice is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A ice is pretty good. Their fries are the devil. Also, if we're going to go on the fries, we got to go with In-N-Out. animal fries. Quite possibly the greatest thing ever.
Oh, I've had In-N-Out exactly once. Well, I was in L.A. I don't spend a lot of time west of...
Not L.A.
Yeah, and we had the Uber guy take us through a drive-thru just so we could have In-N-Out because everybody had said so much about it.
Really overrated, I found.
What? I kind of thought that, yeah. Yeah. I actually tried a bite of the burger, too, because I said, even though I don't eat meat, I said, all right, you're telling me this is such a great thing. I'll give it a shot. And I was like, okay. Like, it was a burger.
You ate meat?
Mm-hmm. I do that.
How often do you actually eat, like, beef?
Oh, that's literally the one bite that I've had in 20 years.
Wow.
But I had fried chicken because I went.
Burger ground meat?
Well, it was supposed to be, In-N-Out's supposed to be amazing. So I said, all right, I'm going to try this amazing burger. It's like I went to supposedly the best fried chicken place in the country, and so I tried the fried chicken.
Where's that at?
New Orleans, Willie Mae's Scotch House.
Had it. Very good.
It was good. Yeah, yep. I will say.
Very, very good fried chicken.
I probably had too much to drink to truly appreciate it.
Never even had it. Never heard of it. Very good. Never nothing.
Yeah, Bubba's from there. He never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know when. I went 5 years ago or so. So I don't know when that started about it's the fried chicken is the best. But it was, listen.
I saw it on Food Network. That's where. And I was with a bunch of girlfriends, and I was like, who wants to go try some chicken? And then I get the other two are like, we want Mexican food. I was like, all right. Well, I'm going to go get chicken, and I don't even eat meat, but I want to try this chicken. So we tried the chicken, me and another one.
You guys have never seen drunk Carson, have you?
No.
I have never seen drunk Carson. I've seen Carson after one or two drinks, and it's pretty great. But, like, what she just said, I don't care about you guys. I'm going to eat some chicken. That's drunk Carson. Only drunk Carson would abandon her friends because they didn't choose same food she chose. In another city.
Three of them went to go get tattoos. And, by the way, there's a group of four of us. And so the three of them are like, we want tattoos. And I'm like, no. So I'm like, you know what, though? I'm going to get me in an Uber because there's a vintage t-shirt shop that I want to go to. And one of them is freaking out like, you can't just take off by yourself. I'm like, girl, you can track me through my Uber. We fine. Have a whole conversation with the Uber driver. It turns out we have like a favorite band in common. I'm getting his number. And
you got the Uber driver's number?
Oh, yeah. And then I'm like, well, maybe we'll meet up for a drink later. And then like, I'm like,
you were a little tipsy, weren't you?
And then, like, I'm in there shopping, and I start telling the guy, like, hey, I'm about to drop some money in here, so I'm going to need you to change the playlist. Sober Carson didn't that bold.
What?
But, oh, yeah, so he put on a little playlist for me.
You have gone into a store
yep.
and told them to change the music because you're going to spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Yep.
They did it before you
what
spent
kind of
the
power
money.
Is this?
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
This is where, like... I get a little bit intoxicated, and my self-esteem finds its way out and is like, girl, I'm cute. You cute. We can make this happen. And apparently, guys are like, I mean, okay. Like, I've gone up to guys before and just will start talking. And I'm like, so you going to buy me a drink or what? And they're like, okay. I would never do that sober.
All right,
like,
so this is something I want to try. I want to go into, like, let's say Old Navy and just walk in and go, look. I will spend more money if you play Frank Sinatra.
They can't do that at Old Navy. Yeah. They don't care. One,
this was like a little
corporate
vintage.
Mandated
yeah.
as okay. to what's playing. And
like
two,
Eddie Bauer had the corporate
they
playlist.
They have no stake in it. Like when you go to a little mom and pop place, like that's their place.
They
can
do whatever.
Spend money.
So if I go into the sushi place that normally plays like spa music, you know, if I walk in,
you know
and
what?
I go,
you could. Yep, those
because
are the
those are mom and pops. I could walk in and go, hey, I will order all the expensive rolls and the tuna tataki, two or three of those, if you change the playlist for me.
Yeah, you should,
yeah,
you should
give
try
it a try.
This.
I will try it today when we leave here.
Okay.
They're going to love your playlist.
Dude.
Oh, this sounds like, is this punk rock country? What is this?
Yes, it is. Punk country.
Is this bluegrass covers of the future. Of Metallica?
It sounds like Dropkick Murphys singing a Garth Brooks song. This is weird. I really don't know if I'm into
gimme
this.
Gimmies. They did a whole country album, and it was great.
Only Bubba knows that.
Right.
I have no idea. I don't even, what are you guys doing for the Labor Day weekend?
I'm going to watch football.
Yeah, okay.
And
yes.
I'm going to eat food. That's all my
what
plans.
Are you, what's on your menu?
I'm probably going to go to a bar for the LSU game with the alumni. So,
yeah.
So, I'm going to order
bar food.
It's a nice place. So, that I'm going to have like a steak or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. They have
far
steaks.
Down.
Oh, yeah. It's a good place. And then, I don't know. I'm thinking on Monday I might cook something because it's Labor Day.
Watch, yeah.
See if Carson's team gets beat. You know.
I know.
That's hey.
What are you doing for the game? You well, Ole Miss, right?
Yeah, my parents are in town, so we will be watching it. I do. I've got my jersey on, and so it's
vintage.
Also it is
the old yep. logo, the old mascot.
Yeah, we got actually Colonel Reb on there, but. My parents are in town because they're going on vacation. They want to come in early to celebrate my birthday early. So we're going to do probably just grill out.
Well, your game isn't until Monday.
Right. That's the other thing. So but they were like, what do you want to do? We can go out to eat. I was like, you know what? I live alone. I kind of cook for myself and I don't cook a lot of different stuff. And my dad's good on the grill. Mm. My mom's an amazing cook. And I'm like, not to put you guys to work, but. I'm going to put you to work. Like, yeah. make me some good food.
Well, do you have, like, a certain thing that mom and dad used to make? Like,
My mom is probably going to make a cheesecake because she makes the best cheesecake in the world. And then
I've heard you say that.
And it's
have
true.
Have her make two.
Okay.
Okay.
And because we have to buy a cheesecake pan anyway.
How's the diet going,
hers.
Bubba?
Hey, you know what?
Diet.
It's mostly protein.
Diet.
It's all, you know, it's all cream cheese.
Bring me a whole cheesecake.
It's summer. Yeah. Every summer is when I gain weight. And the problem is summer is too long. Summer for me is longer than winter, obviously, because I've continued to gain over the years.
I feel like I am so much more motivated for exercise in the winter
me too.
Than I am in the summer.
Me too. Every winter I drop weight. Mm-hmm. Last
when
year,
it's hot. You don't want to move.
No.
You know, like I don't want to. Do
last
anything.
Year, I dropped 35 pounds before wow. January. Don't you remember? I dropped all kinds of weight. I was like, "Yeah, rock and roll, baby!" And then immediately get into
how much have you
vacation.
Gained back?
31.
Uh-huh. Still under.
I'm still.
Look at you.
I'm,
yeah, still under.
Year to date, I'm still under 4 pounds under,
right,
but still. Pretty dang close, though. It's getting
close. I might
close.
Weigh 349 pounds, but I used to weigh 370. So,
see?
I mean,
that's right.
Every little bit, right?
That's right.
D, are you using the griddle this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. Nice. Yeah, I got to do a. Figure out what I'm going to do. It reminds me of a song I like to sing to you right now.
On the griddle.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I really haven't figured it out. By now, you think I would already have this all figured out, but I really don't. I have
dude, this is like
no
your
idea.
This
I know.
Is it.
It's college football kickoff.
I got a lot
of games all day and night. And
I know. I think it's too many options. I have too many things I can do. I'm like, am I smoking something? Am I just doing straight up charcoal grill?
Why don't you do one of everything all at once?
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of food.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know you
know people. I also kind of want to do like a. Kind of want to like do like a dip kind of deal, because the thing with like games, you want to like have something you can kind of go back to, and you're kind of smaller portions and just kind of, you know, nursing it along. If you get like a, you know, a ribs or whatever, which are great, but then it's kind of it's over.
It's over.
It and it's done.
Yeah.
Carson makes this cheese dip. It's the best. Oh my gosh, she made me two like. What is that, like 12 by 12 pans? Okay, full of it. I ate all that, man. I ate it all.
What do you put in it?
It's equal parts Swiss cheese, Parmesan, sour cream, and cream cheese. And just blend it together, and you throw it in the oven until it bubbles and gets a little brown, and you can reheat it over and over. I've had a lot of people actually reach out and ask me for the recipe when we've talked about it. And
you use the shredded cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it bad?
It's bad because it has hidden carbs.
Oh, no. When it comes
shredded
to
cheese?
No, I don't with Swiss cheese because it's harder to find shredded Swiss. Excuse me. So I take a block and I shred it myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, you don't. Yeah, I don't have that. The Parmesan I use
regular
shredded.
That's fine.
Parmesan
doesn't stick to itself, so there's never any extra carbs.
Best cheese ever.
Oh, come on. I mean, it depends on the.
What?
That's,
no, best
I mean,
cheese ever. You have to pick a cheese
nice
right now.
Is good.
You only have one cheese for the rest of your life.
Well, cheddar is such a superior
and it can't be
cheese
Velveeta.
To most other cheeses because it's so versatile.
Wait,
Velveeta isn't a cheese. I know. That's why I said it can't be Velveeta.
No, I'd probably stick to Pecorino Romano, Italian sheep's milk cheese.
Yeah, I was going to go with Asiago or a nice.
I think it's a tie for me. It'd be Gruyere and also Swiss. I love Swiss.
You know, when I was a kid, you used to be able to get Monterey Jack cheese, and it's great. And now you can never find, like, it's always Colby Jack.
Colby
I'm
Jack,
like,
yeah.
I do, really? I don't want your Colby cheese.
Who has the best Colby Jack in East Texas?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
What, yeah.
All right.
That was uncalled for.
That was really uncalled for, Bubba. That was just.
He's just doing his best, man. That's what he knows. So
that joke was literally for four people, and all four of those people are in this room.
I love it.
So it's really silly, but look how happy we all are all of a sudden because he did
that. I may try that cheese dip.
Yeah, it's so simple to put together.
It's so simple, but man, it's so delicious.
It's just so good. It's my friend Amy's recipe. And I feel bad because
we stole it. Now we tell everybody what it is.
Patrick would be like, invite Amy to my birthday party.
Will you invite Amy?
I would only invite her to get the food. I love Amy,
and she's always welcome at our parties. But like, we used to go out of our way to make sure she was coming because we needed that cheese dip. Like, listen, not that I don't miss you, and I wouldn't like to see your face, but you got some cheese dip? Did you bring? How many cheese dip did you bring? Because she usually brings two. Oh, and it's so good. When it's fresh out of the oven and it's hot, it's bubbly.
Oh, so good. Oh,
what do you use the dip?
I eat things like pepperoni chips with it or, you know.
Oh, because you're doing
put it on other
keto
stuff.
Yeah.
But Amy, we use French bread. Usually she uses a baguette and she cuts it up very thin. And then she also uses Granny Smith apples. And it's fantastic on there.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. I like that.
Yeah, it really is good stuff.
If you could only have one apple for the rest of your life.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know.
All right, now let's go to Carson with cheese. Carson, can you name some types of cheese for us, please?
Yeah, you would think I'd already have all this figured out, but yeah. I really don't.
I like how you work, though, that you're going to be kind of whatever the mood strikes you.
Yeah, I've had some buds who, like, I'm going to be at their house, and he's like, oh...
The problem
doing
requests,
is, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
You, man, you're kind of heroic when it comes to meat because you will sit there and you'll smoke something for 18 hours. I could never do that. I could never have the patience to. That's why I've never bought a smoker because I couldn't do it. I could not babysit something for that long. But you'll do it. And I don't know how you can wait till the last minute because then you're talking about...
I'm running out of time for smoking stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, marinating
and
all that stuff.
I could do it
tonight
and let it roll overnight. I'm not out of time. But it depends on what it is. Like a brisket, I mean, briskets are good as soon as you get them after they've rested and you unwrap them. Then they're great. But man, it's a lot of meat. It's a lot of time. They're kind of pricey piece of meat. It's easy to screw them up, and it's, I don't know, it's not that great to me.
Hmm. You have one of those little blow torches?
Do I?
Yeah, no. Do you use it on meat?
Yeah, if I'm sous vide, I will. Hmm. But I have a big, like a big blow torch. Like it's connected, almost looks like a an oxygen tank.
And it looks like you're about to do some welding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's real big. It has a big, giant...
hold on, I got to sear these steaks. And he puts that helmet thing down over the face.
Yeah, that's what I have. But I also have one that I use for creme brulee, a small one.
I just keep thinking that would be easier to sear meat that way.
The best way to sear meat is in cast iron skillet. You have cast iron.
It's an extra thing I have to clean.
You know what
I'm
I will
so
do?
I'm so averse to that.
It's not hard.
I'm stopping today to pick up some grass-fed steaks, and I shall finally break out the sous vide, and I will do it.
Oh, do it, man.
I will do it, because that's also one of those things. I have no patience for cooking. But because of the holiday weekend, I think I'm going to break it out finally and use it. What is the best internal temperature that you want to get? Because I don't want my steaks not rare. They have to be rare.
Is
that something I just need to like look up on the internet?
I'm on 129 to 130. And that's going to give you, it's going to get start kind of getting into the medium. A little rare, kind of, it's in that weird thing. But I know that I'm going to be searing it, and that's going to add another 3-5 degrees to it, which will bring it up to where I like it. So with yours, I mean, you're going to be under 125 for sure.
I like a cold center to a steak, and I know a lot of people that grosses them out.
I don't know that sous vide is the best thing for you for that.
Really?
Mm-mm. Sous vide is really good for cooking something
long term.
Yeah,
thoroughly.
But I mean, with something that's rare like that, I almost think you're best kind of doing like a Pittsburgh style where you just take it up to high heat and just hit it. Boom, flip, boom, and it's taken off because that's, you're just getting a crust on it and that's all you're doing. And then the inside is that really cool center.
Yes.
Never even heard of Pittsburgh style.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. I call it dad style.
Yeah,
that's what my dad does it.
Flintstone, it's got
get it real hot, throw it on there, just sear it, get it, you know, little char, flip it.
Now, if you want to be really super cool, you get charcoal and you light charcoal and get it really hot because charcoal can get hotter than anything. And you get it really, really hot, lump charcoal, and then you take that meat and you throw it on top of the charcoals.
Mm-hmm.
Like not on a grill, not above, like literally on top. The meat is touching
the wood, the briquette.
No, the
you've never done that.
Charcoal.
Oh yeah, like in the woods. Whenever we're, I was gonna say sleeping and camping
you have
out,
like ashes on your steak.
Yeah,
it comes right off. It blows off
because or you just eat it because it's not bad for you.
Yeah, because that will it gets. I don't know. Some people really really like
I've seen
it'd be good for the way you like
a
yours.
Lot of barbecue competitions on Food Network. I see guys pull that technique every once in a while, and it's very impressive to watch.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that Carson doesn't eat meat, but she watches barbecue competitions?
It's pretty
like,
great.
That's so strange to me.
I know, it's awesome. Good for her.
I guess that's like me watching, like, you know, people
anything
do
with skinny people?
Yeah, people do gymnastics. Right. I'm like, well, you know, and then I critique it. Oh, her foot landed outside the line. Oh, do you see that? She wobbled a little bit.
Over rotation.
Oh, yeah. She over rotated and she came down, and you could see there was a little bit of a buckle to the left. That's at least a 0.2 of a point deduction. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there eating Cheetos,
eating your cheese dip.
That little spot of my belly hanging out right between my pants and my shirt.
By the way.
Yeah.
Pro tip, always eat your Cheetos out of either a bowl or a coffee mug, preferably coffee mugs because you can just dip them back and drink your Cheetos in.
Or just, you know, out of the bag like a...
No, but then you get Cheeto fingers.
Yeah, but you don't have to...
You can use chopsticks.
I was about to say, first of all...
I don't use chopsticks for Cheetos.
In my house,
people do.
All the bags of chips are those little tiny bags, and no chips ever touch my fingers. That's not how that works. Just right
oh, y'all do the little snack packs or whatever?
Yeah.
How many do you eat at once?
I can go through 3 or 4 of those little bags.
I'm the same way.
You know,
we get those snack packs
so
and
small.
Things like that. I'm like,
yeah,
grab 6 of them.
I bought Halloween candy the other day, and most of them were the fun size bars.
Oh,
but one of the candies came in miniature size. That you know, the
teeny tiny block.
Teeny tiny. And I go, really? And then I looked up the calories on my Fitbit, and they're like, oh, like 3 pieces is 100 calories. I'm like, sweet, I'm gonna eat 9.
Like, really, you want to make a fun size? That should be the fun size, should be the big bar.
Yeah.
Like the mega bar.
Yeah, that
that's
is fun.
A fun
that
size.
Is fun. You're right. You're right. That's the fun one.
I don't understand why the littlest thing is considered fun size.
Mm.
Bubba, I looked it up. Looks like 120 to 125 for an hour and a half.
To get it rare?
For about 2 hours. Yeah, that's considered very rare / rare. I don't know.
That's with the sous vide.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, like, people are going to tell you don't eat that.
Well, people are going to always tell me that. Dude,
Man,
people can tell me whatever. I have eaten some weird stuff in my life, and I like what I like.
Yeah, okay.
I like what I like.
Just, well, when you get the worms.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Beef doesn't have worms.
Not
usually. Yeah. No, it doesn't have worms. You're fine. If
pork is the problem, though. Doesn't pork, like, if you pour, like, a
no,
Coke or
that's
something?
No, that's not
Didn't
true.
Didn't we try that one
no,
time?
No, it's not true. That was an internet hoax.
Hoax.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
Oh, there's, like, a little thing. There's a video where somebody took, like, a slab of pork, like a pork chop, and poured, like, Diet Coke on it or Coke or whatever,
yeah.
And little worms came out, like, hey, here we are.
I get it. I like Diet Coke, too. Come
That's
out
right.
to party.
Diet Coke, man.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's all we got, man.
Yeah.
It's Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend. If the sooner we finish this podcast, the sooner we can get to our families and, you
I'm
know.
I think I'm going to do a little car, go look at some classic cars.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I enjoy that.
Today
having
or tomorrow?
Holiday, today, like right now.
Oh.
I enjoy that.
Like shopping?
Yeah, really just. No, not no. I don't want to buy one. I just want to. I just enjoy looking at them.
Just go gaze.
I enjoy on my day when I have a weekend. You know, a long weekend or a vacation. I usually take off and
just
go.
All right.
A lot of cool places.
Hendersonville. There's a couple in Bowling Green.
They've got that Lane Auto Museum in town too. Yeah. If you're in Nashville, it's kind of got the coolest collection.
What they have going on now is the, you'd love it. I meant to tell you, it's the 80s cars. All like domestic.
All the big square, like Lincoln's
80s cars. Square,
big old box cars. That's my thing, man. Yeah.
This is the Cadillac Cimarron, or otherwise known as the Pontiac Sunbird with some chrome on it.
Chevrolet Caprice Classic. That's my car.
Do you remember, was it Cadillac? It was Cadillac Cimarron? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Where it was the Sunbird?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Yes. Anyway, check that out. It's some good
stuff. Also then, I think they did the Katera. Was that the name of the one where they basically, it was the Opel, and they just rebadged it and made it the Cadillac Katera. And then, like, they said, meh, well, let's make these Saturns from here on out. And then Saturn became all the European Opals. And
that's right.
And then they turned it into the Traverse, I think, from Saturn when they, I don't know. There's a whole crazy little thing.
Bubba can write for Car and Driver. I'm telling you. Absolutely, he could. Understands the history and the designs and it's really impressive.
I love car design. I mean, seriously, we've talked about it before. Car design is beautiful. It's art. To think that somebody can get the right flowing lines and, you know, when you see something on a car that doesn't fit, you know it. You can instantly see, like, that's what I don't like about that car.
Mm-hmm.
When it's right, it's right.
Yep.
Exactly. And that goes for classic cars, current cars, future cars. You just do. Yep. You go, that looks dumb. There, I'm not going to say who, what, when, where, but there was one company that did their grills so wrong for about 7 years, and I just wanted to kick them. I'm like, what are you doing? And they had a huge sales slump during that time.
Now, why would you not want to say who that is?
Yeah. I'm not going to call them out because, you know.
You know what? That's free. Giving it to them for free.
Advertisers.
That's right.
So Bubba's knowledge
they
is
have,
valuable.
They have since corrected this. But yeah, I mean, you can retool quick. They have these mid-cycle recycling or refreshing things where they go, okay, here's something that we should have done in the beginning, and they'll do that. They'll give you a mid-cycle refresh, and yeah, it's crazy. Like, I like right now, the state of trucks is awesome. I think all the pickup trucks are looking really good, and that's pretty much every manufacturer right now.
It seems like the front ends are really – all of the front ends look really good on all these.
Yeah, like everybody has finally got. Like, there's a time where you go, oh, the Dodges look really good right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Fords look really good. Oh, the Chevys look really good. Oh, the Toyotas look really good. Everybody right now is on, I mean, game's on point. Even that new Nissan Frontier, which you go, it looks good.
Yeah.
Like, all these trucks are killing it right now.
Carson, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, I hope everyone has a great Labor Day weekend, and thank you. And we've got a little Walking Dead talk for you.
Yep, right after the closing jingle.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
It's okay.
You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Yeah.
It was the podcast.
Lori Fortier joining us is talking about The Walking Dead. Oh, my. What's up, Lori? How are you? Good morning.
Hi. How are you? I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
So Lori is Agatha, who is like this new character that we really don't know a whole bunch about, Lori.
I'm going to keep you on your toes.
So are you... Okay, the weird thing is, at the end of last weekend... There seem to be similarities between some of the new characters that Maggie returned with and these people coming across at them, the ones who were throwing the knives or whatever they were doing, the Reapers.
What did you think was similar? How so?
I don't know. There was just like the way everybody was moving. It was like it was almost like the sharks and the jets. You know, coming together to do a West Side Story dance or something.
We're just on your side.
Yeah. You got a vibe. Well, that's, you know, we gotta keep you guessing, right?
I don't know. I need to know. I've always felt like I needed to be ahead of the game with The Walking Dead. I will say this.
Yeah.
There is a little something that's concerning. Most of the time when we have a walking guest cast member on the show, they die shortly after on the show.
What?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No.
Yeah, it's not always. But usually, yeah.
Oh, you're overreacting. This seems like it could be true.
No, you guys.
Oh, man.
No.
I didn't do a semester of psychology to miss this. I can hear it. I can hear it. Well, no, who knows?
Well, it's going to be a exciting episode packed with lots of surprises.
Oh my goodness.
You got to ask her if she's going to be on the Talking Dead couch, because that's the giveaway.
Yes, are you going to be on the Talking Dead couch afterwards?
I don't know yet.
Hey, hey, why don't you be nice to the guest, okay? Jeez, I'm so sorry.
Such fans.
Here's the problem. Yeah. So when you're fans of the show, you always want to know more.
Yeah.
You're never happy with what you get.
Okay.
I know. It's so hard because, you know, I mean, I've never signed more NDAs in my life being on this show. I couldn't even audition for the show without signing an NDA. And the person that I had, my reader that I had reading other lines with me, she had to sign an NDA.
Get out.
And then
really?
My grandma had to sign an NDA. And no, I'm joking. But yeah, it's, you know, and just working on the show, I was like so paranoid about giving anything away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can speak to experience as somebody who might have tracked down a shooting location for The Walking Dead.
Oh, my gosh.
And
then
I was turned away by
a
big old security guy came in the middle of the road and put his hand up. And honestly, like, I knew about where they were, but it was not my intent to stalk you and your castmates. Mm. And I felt I've never felt so low. As I'm like, no, I swear, I'm really...
Yeah, this is
wow. Was this down in Sonoya?
It was.
Yeah. Oh, you're funny.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What are you doing?
She's trying to get to the bottom now. What were you doing?
Couple of my girlfriends and I are huge fans of The Walking Dead. So we did a weekend. We did the tour. We did a bed and breakfast. And then I was like, hey, let's get on Google Maps. And then I just started driving. And then there were some cones and there were signs. Something about extras, and I thought, I bet we're about to stumble on something. Yeah, security stopped us pretty quick.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So
we didn't
sorry
know
about
this.
That.
We didn't know this about Carson. Agatha. This is. I called her Agatha. Lori.
Poor Lori.
I am so very sorry that we're subjecting you to this.
That is so attractive.
You guys are great. I love being subjected. Keep it coming.
Well, make sure you watch, Lori. You can see what happens, Walking Dead, as I don't know.
We'll find out what goes down on the road.
Find out from you or from Carson over here with her with her intel. She seems to be snooping around pretty good.
Yes. No, it's going to be an exciting season. It really is, you know, and it's the last one. Some surprises in store for us.
Well, it's the last one until we get the Daryl Carroll spinoff.
Who knows?
There you go.
All right.
And I think there's another one, another spinoff as well. I don't know if I can say anything about it, but...
Oh, you just did.
It's...
Just go ahead and say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it gonna be the world beyond-er?
Beyonder-er.
Really be scared of The Walking Dead.
Really, really be super afraid of The Walking Dead. All right, Lori, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're very excited about watching the next episode of The Walking Dead here on the final season on AMC. Streaming on AMC. You can watch it on AMC. Just watch it. Ingest it. Take it in.
Thanks, Lori.
And thank you so much. And can I just say, like, a big shout out to all the troops? Like, we love you guys, and just keep doing it. You're supported. We love you. Can I just say that?
You did.
Man, amen. Love
you don't
it,
have to
love
ask
it.
Permission.
That's
you're
right.
On the show. You just talk. Do
just
whatever.
Do it. Love it.
All right.
See
thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lori. Bye-bye.